Good morning. Welcome. It's Tuesday morning. We welcome you back. This is Bob Wise from Forgotten Word Ministries. We welcome to our program, The Forgotten Word, where you've been started yesterday talking about a preacher, Kenneth E. Hagin, who claimed to went down to the gates of hell three times, and the Lord brought him back each time. And we were discussing that, and want to continue on that with that same vein today. You know, like I was saying yesterday, these guys come up with a lot of stories, and you know, when I listen to one of these stories or read one of these stories, I have to balance it with what the scripture says. This particular story, I don't believe balances with scripture, doesn't identify with scripture, and I think it's a made up story. I really do. Now, I know God can do anything, but God's not going to give us, and he's not going to tell us one thing in his word, the Bible, and then tell us something different. And that's what we hear a lot with these kind of preachers, is they got an addition to the Bible. I've heard a lot of them say it. Joyce Meyer is one of them that said something one time. I don't know the exact words. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but she said something about, what I got to tell you is not in the Bible. The Lord give it to me. You have to trust me on this, or something to that effect. And I don't trust anybody says that. If God, number one, he gave us the word. He told us don't add to it or take away from it. I don't believe that there's prophets there today. I don't believe there's prophets out there today. I really don't. I think that there will be a couple of the prophets come back, just like the Bible says they will, in the end time. But I don't believe there's prophets today running around giving extra words from the Bible. I just don't believe it. And that's just my belief. I believe the Bible covers that. Now, one of the things about these stories, like I said, is that they come up with some silly stuff sometimes. And you know, I have no problem if a preacher wants to get up and talk and tell a story, like a parable or something. I have no problem with that. But that's not what Kenneth Hagin was saying here in this magazine of his. Kenneth E. Hagin was saying that this actually happened to him. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't something, you know, that happened in the middle of the night. This happened, you know, at 7:30 Saturday evening. His heart stopped, and he said this actually happened to him. So it's a lot different than a dream, okay? Supposedly, I guess he was dead for 10 minutes, the way he said. He said at 7:30 his heart stopped and stopped beating. And it says, then later in the article, it says, where is that? It says it seemed like it was forever, but it was just, here it is. He said, it's the third time now. When I leaped back into my body, my natural voice picked up my prayer right in the middle of a sentence. It was 7:40 p.m., so all of this had happened in 10 minutes. Now, certainly if somebody could die and God bring him back after 10 minutes, there's no doubt in my mind, no doubt. But you see, he doesn't talk anything or say anything about I was dead for 10 minutes. He just wants to tell you the story about how he went to hell three times and come back. Now, I don't buy that story. Number one, we know from the scripture, and that's what we got to gauge everything by, folks, whether we like it or not. You know, we can say, don't put God in a box. The only box I ever put my God into is the one that he designed, and that's everything here. I know what they mean by that. You know, open your mind, open your mind to a new revelation. Well, I don't go for that. The revelation is right here in the Bible. Matter of fact, the revelation is called the book of Revelation if they want to get into revelation. But the whole Bible is a revelation for us. And we need to gauge everything we hear and see and do on the Bible. And the Bible makes it plain, and like I said yesterday in Luke chapter 16, that there's a mighty gulf that separates what hell is and what at that time Abraham's bosom is. And there's no way to get across that chasm because it said so right in the scripture. There's no way for us to get to them. There's no way for them to get to us. And yet Kenneth Hagin's claim he went right down this kind of like tunnel, and it was on an incline, I guess, and he was having trouble. It says the pathway that led to hell's gates inclined downward. And I just kind of floated towards them gates, unable to stop my descent. Now, you know, that's just amazing to me, because there's no description of that in the Bible like that. Maybe it's somewhere, but it's, if he was on the far side of the chasm, the great gulf that separates hell from everything else, then he wouldn't have got back across. And he's claiming that this is what the hell was like. And, you know, I'm sorry. It just don't work that way. I'm really sorry. But they like to come up with all these stories. Like I said, you know, they're good at that stuff, man. These people are just amazing at coming up with some of the craziest stories. And they, I don't, some of them do it to entertain. Some of them do it to convince you. Some of them do it as a testimony of things that supposedly happened right in their own lives and that type of thing. It's, you know, it's just not the way things work in this world. I'm sorry. It's just not the way it works. And a lot of it you can see in a lot of these churches and a lot of these bigger ministries especially. They have changed their ways, folks, from the way it used to be. And I've heard people, including Joel Osteen, say, we have changed with the times. Well, you know, the Bible says that God is the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same tomorrow. Now, why do we have to change God to fit with the times? Well, we don't, but man does it. You take some of these. I got a magazine in my hands here, and it's the one I read from Kenneth Hagin Ministries, from the Rhema stuff, and they talk about many things in this magazine, but one of them was that message on him going to hell. But when I see the advertisements in there, they advertise camp meeting, and they claim that you'll be hearing God, you'll be redigging some wells for people, you'll be received healings. They show them healing people. Then they have, let's see what else they got in here. They got a thing called Legacy, celebrating 25 years of summer blitz. And then it shows youth, and these youth are doing all kinds of plays and dancing and jumping around and rock music. They're all of them standing there watching this band play with their arms raised up pointing to the band and the peace signs and all kinds of stuff like that. Everything seems like it changes to fit what people want. And that's what they've done with society, with the ministries today, is they've changed to develop things that are closer to what society wants now instead of what the Bible tells us. And that's what I think is really missing in our churches today. I really do. I'm so sorry, but it's true. It just amazes me that we think this way. And it amazes me that people fall for anything and everything that they put out there. I made a comment, and I believe it. If you want to get rich, I know the perfect way to do it. And that's to, if you need to, go borrow just a little bit of money or get some people to back you that's got a little bit of money. Don't have to be much. Rent you a big building for, you know, it might cost you, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 a month. But rent you a big building, fix it up a little bit, make it into a monstrous church, get a bunch of people together to go to it and start a rock band to play the music and tell the people exactly what they want to hear, serve them coffee and donuts when they come in the door, and it won't be no time at all. You'll have yourself a mega church because they'll come in there by the hundreds. By the hundreds till they get up to the thousands. I've seen it done all over the United States. It just sickens me. It does sicken me. I went to a Baptist church one time down close to my hometown and visited a friend there, went to church with them. I was down there for a funeral. And so while I was down there, I don't remember if it was a funeral or something else. But anyway, I was down there in that area. And I'd spent the night. So the next morning I went and met these friends of mine, this friend and his wife, at their church. And they were in the process, they had bought in the old Walmart building, And they had a very nice church anyway, as it was. But they had bought the old Walmart building, and they were going to change it and not be a Baptist church anymore. They were going to be the Cross Church. And the whole time, the whole sermon they talked that day was on how they were going to be so big, and how they was this, and how they was that, and how they were the only church in town that could do what they needed to be done, and on and on and on. There was no message, and people were clapping and going on, and when they had the music, it was rock and roll, and everybody was clapping and going on. Excuse me. Just phenomenal. And I can remember that same church when I was a youngster being a strong church, a Bible preaching, Bible believing, Bible teaching church. And look what it's become. I was ashamed. You walk in the door, the first thing you see is a coffee counter with donuts and coffee. You don't eat your breakfast before you get to church, people. You're supposed to be going to church to worship together, to learn together, to worship the Lord, to build each other up through the word of the Lord so you can go out and become disciples. And what do? The first thing they do is give you coffee and donuts. I didn't see any worship. I saw them worshiping that band that was playing. They was a yelling and a screaming when that band was a playing. Well, I love that music, one of them said. Went out to eat with them afterwards, and guess I stepped on some toes because I told them, you know, they asked me what I thought, and I was trying to be nice, but they didn't, you know, I didn't agree with everything they was doing, and so, you know, I don't think that they liked me too much because of that. But, you know, you got to stand up for what you believe, and you got to speak the truth. And that's why I say the things I say and do the things I do here on the radio and in my ministry, is because time's short. People are being deceived. People are writing articles about going to hell and coming back three times. Three times. Do you think, I guess it took three times to get him to say, forgive me of my sins? He supposedly was already saved as it was. What kind of church was he in? You know, the whole thing just smells as of made up. You know, I hate to say that, but it does. It just smells made up. I'm sorry, but that's what it seemed like to me. So, you know, I don't know. We can do and say all we want to say. We can make up all the stories we want to make up. We can talk about going to heaven and coming back. We can talk about going to hell and coming back. But I'm telling you, when you hear them stories out there, folks, I want you to do one thing. I want you to listen closely what's being said, and I want you to balance it with the scripture. And if you can't prove it by scripture, then you walk away from that. You get away from that as fast as you can get away from it. Don't dilly-dally around and say, well, I'll give them another chance. If somebody's preaching false doctrine and false messages to you, get out of there. Act like there's a bomb in there and that building's getting ready to blow up, because basically that's what's going to happen. Your life is going to blow up. They're going to lead you down the wrong path, and your life's going to be ruined. You're going to end up going to hell thinking you're following the right people, but you're not. You got to follow Jesus, folks. So when you hear man talk, if man ain't telling the stories that balance with what Jesus said in the Holy God, the Holy Word of God, get out. Get out and run away. You'd be better off to just go hunt frogs. At least you'd have meal. You ain't getting nothing out of that stuff. And I mean it. Get away from it. Run from it fast as you can get your little old legs to go. Listen, it's been a pleasure having you with me again. I hope you learned something. I know I halt around and stammer and stammer, but God bless you. Love you. See you again tomorrow, folks.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that, and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CampPoint, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.